handmade plowshare, and that was made to turn a big row go down and turn dirt, a big row of dirt, and throw it to the middle. Then the cultivator had a two-row cultivator, and it had two little triangle-shaped blades that would go into the ground, and this was mainly to go on either side of whatever you had planted to dispense with the weeds and the grass and what have you. After the plant had gotten up to a certain stage, then you cultivate it to get the weeds out and dispense with the competition.
And was there anything that was used to, once you've done, you know, the first turning of the soil, something to break it up even finer?
Yes, a middle buster.
A middle buster. And what did that look like?
That is one big triangle-shaped blade that after you have turned it and plowed it all up and you have all these mounds of dirt, then you go back and you lay off your rows and you go through the middle of it and you make a row down so you can plant.
Now, have you ever, I'm going to let you look at this because I don't know how this.
Well, how
that's
would you
a harrow.
And what is a harrow exactly?
A harrow is a a triangular shaped iron piece that has rows, I would say, all the way across, and it has an iron point, I will say. It's an iron point about an inch in diameter, but not necessarily round. It's round on one side, so it's square on the other. It has a top on it that fits in these places to tear up the ground with.
I know what you're talking about. And if you were, or someone was chopping wood, you might put the wood on two pieces that were X-shaped like this. What would you call that?
That's a chopping block.
Okay. Now, if sometimes they are just A-frame things, do you call that anything different?
Possibly, but it's been so long since I've had anything to do with chopping wood that I can't recall the terminology there. But generally, when you're exposed to this sort of thing, I never thought about it in terms of what you called it. You just crossed two pieces of wood and set the piece up there you want to split. I can't recall what it was called.
Okay. Now, what does a woman use to fix up her hair? What
comb and brush?
Okay, and if she, you would say, if she was using the thing with bristles, you would say she is
like brushing her hair.
Okay, and men would use a straight razor to shave. What would they use to sharpen the razor?
A razor strop.
Okay, and in a revolver, what do you call those the things that you put in there to shoot? Or in a rifle, the.
The shell or the bullet, would you call it?
Okay. What I'm talking about are the
cartridge.
Okay, that's the one I'm trying to get at. Playground kinds of things can you remember from your childhood or farther back than that even, the things, very really early playground things that you might find in a schoolhouse or maybe a park?
Oh, we had a seesaw and a giant stride.
Now, what's that?
It is a tall pole, iron pole, that from the top, at the top had a round thing with holes in it, and ropes would come down from this, maybe 8 or 10 ropes, and at the end of this rope was a handle, and you'd go around and around. Kids, everybody get one, and you'd go round and round and see how fast you could go, and then maybe you'd swing on it. Maybe you'd swing on it by yourself. But this thing revolved at the top.
I see. And what other things can you think of?
I said a seesaw. Swings. We had swings.